The Brewers acquired a pair of pitchers from the St. Louis Cardinals at the Major League trade deadline today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They sent a pair of minor league position players to the Cardinals for starting pitcher Dustin May and left-handed reliever Jojo Romero. Toronto sent outfielder and Wisconsin native Dalton Varsho to the Houston Astros today. And the Cubs, they made a couple of moves today, acquiring Braxton Garrett from Miami and Ryan Zephyrjohn from the Angels in separate deals. They also added starting pitcher Reed Detmers in a separate deal with the Angels. Brewers open a four-game series against the Pirates at AmFam Field tonight. Brandon Sproat facing Pittsburgh's Bubba Chandler in the pitching matchup. Brewers start the day 6.5 games in front of the Cubs in the National League Central. Packers' first padded practice of training camp is in the books. It was not a good one for rookie kicker Trey Smack. For the second day in a row, Smack made just half of his kicks, going 4 of 8, and now is 7 of 13 in camp over the last 2 days. Before the padded workout, Coach Matt LaFleur warned his defensive players to stay away from the quarterbacks.
This is our first opportunity to come together in pads and just went over the rules of engagement in terms of how we thud and what that looks like.
LaFleur said he would allow pass rushers to bull rush, but they have to know when to say when.
They are, but they got to be smart, too. If they get a guy on their heels and you're going into the lap of the quarterback, that's the one thing that I've been probably most disappointed with is how many guys we've had in the quarterback's lap. It doesn't take a lot. I mean, you see it all the time, guys hitting their throwing hand on a guy's helmet, and that's not good for anybody.
Wisconsin men's basketball team released its full 26-27 non-conference schedule. They'll open with 3 exhibitions, home tilts against Parkside and Oklahoma State, and a road scrimmage at Green Bay. Season opener November 2nd against Denver at the Kohl Center. Their 3 biggest games, Marquette, Villanova, and Auburn. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.